Hello, my fellow teens and gossip girls. Welcome to the first episode of Talk That Smack, where every teenager's voice are heard, whether it's if it's on stupid topics or on the more serious. I am your host, Arabella, and I'm so excited to get started. But first, I just want to say some info. Because this is the first episode, I thought I would do this as a solo, but I do plan to invite more people and make more collaborations with my family, friends, and school classmates. Now that we got out of the way, let's talk some smack. Now, I don't think anyone is excited to go back to school. After all, no one ever is. Either because they want summer to last longer, no one to do schoolwork, or they just want to avoid people in general, which I can totally relate to. And I feel as this is kind of like the school's whole entire fault. At least most schools. I mean, good for you if you have fun school, but mine is kind of boring because I go to a private school and it is so strict. Yeah, definitely no fun. A little off topic, but I kind of hate how the old school system, like they expect us to learn from all of these tests and dumb subjects and quizzes and stuff, but really, we're just going to forget it. I know, I can understand why it would be important, but yeah, I'm just gonna forget it. You know, I kind of already forgot almost everything I learned this year. But let's get to the first point. So the beginning of the school year is just absolutely brutal. I mean, especially if you're starting out in another school or just starting out high school, you're the freshman. I am an 8th grader, so I cannot relate to that yet, but ooh, I can't wait. But yeah, so when you figure out you got a bottom locker, it's like, I don't even know how to react. I had a bottom locker this year. I mean, gosh, it's like you have to bend all the way down. Like, oh my gosh. Not suspicious. So I really hope that I get a top locker this year. It's just way more convenient, and I definitely don't want those people bumping into me, but it's not easily avoidable because you don't get to pick, but if you do get to pick, you're lucky. Then there's meeting the new teachers. Gosh, absolutely not. And I swear if there's any teacher that gives us homework on the first day, I will punch air, and I will rip up that sheet of homework, respectfully. Yeah, and then there's the new kids, which if you're a new kid, cool, good for you. That's great. RIP though, because you're new. So when you're in middle school, you know, like I am, and when there's like new kids, there's like, at least in my school, there's always some group or clique who immediately comes and takes them as their own. It is so quick that you can't even say a single word to them or befriend them before this group takes them in as their own, like so fast. And I was even lucky to become friends with one like a year later. But I know it's different for most schools, but at least this happens at mine. My school also changed the girls' uniform to new ties, which are these like X cross ties and only come in the color gray. Only in the color gray, which doesn't even match the rest of our uniform. Oh gosh, it's horrible. And it's like, they're the same ties that came straight out of anime, of those animes. But like, we're only in America, and it's not gonna look cute on at least half of us. The boys got it better. Then there's the classes. If you're just getting to high school, or you know, like a new school, you may not relate to this, but when you figure out you're not in the same class as one of your friends, it feels like the whole entire world is going to collapse. Almost literally. That would just be torture. So I hope this doesn't happen this year. That you know, like my friends don't get into, like, go into like different classes as me, because I want my friends near me, especially when I am bored sitting in that classroom. I mean, yeah, but like I said, I'm going to 8th grade. It's my last year in middle school. Hooray! And Okay, so it's currently summer right now, and can we just get started on summer homework? Oh my gosh, absolutely not. If you don't have summer homework, you are so lucky. I mean, I'm lucky that the math summer homework is optional. The only thing that I have to do is read, which I would take over doing 20 pages of equations. This year, I'm also going to apply to high schools, which I'm actually really looking forward to, but I have to write essays, blah, 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 and all this. I just hope the teachers go easy on me and all of us. It's 8th grade, but please go easy on me. But how about you? I hope you enjoyed the first episode of Talk That Smack, and you should be expecting a self-advice episode next. Thank you so much for listening. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for listening, my gossip girls. Arabella, signing off. And sorry so much for the mumbling. Thank you. Bye!